Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Along with former Blues enforcer Cam Jansen, former Mizzou receiver TJ Moe, Hanny Yates, Matt Whitener, I'm Eric Messersmith. It's the Hardline powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet here on 590 The Fan. We are at DB's Sports Bar in Soulard, 1615 South
great
Broadway.
Great food, great food. Well, I just want to mention, if you heard that song, that was Chris Cornell, who died, I guess last night.
I don't know
if you guys
suicide,
know. Lead singer
apparently.
Of Soundgarden. And he was awesome growing up, man, and that's a shame. And they're going to cancel Point Fest because of it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, if you grew up in the 90s, man,
you know Soundgarden, man, absolutely.
No matter what kind of music you listen to, you know Soundgarden.
And then they teamed up with Rage Against the Machine and created, God, this guy, I'm going blank on that. Damn, what's their new album? Anyway, unbelievable. The guy was great.
Not a good day for death.
Not a good day, man.
Roger Ailes, too,
yeah.
Yep. The built Fox News, mm-hmm. Joe Powerhouse. He died at 77 early this morning.
Creeped out a lot of girls, but hey,
well,
he did his thing.
Seems to be a trend with Fox.
Apparently.
Hey.
Or they're sensitive over there, whatever the case.
Listen, I'm a Fox guy, but stop doing that.
I know. Hey, yeah, that's not allowed in the workplace.
I've heard that.
It's not allowed.
Well, maybe
being
50
sensitive?
Years ago. But
yes.
Oh. Okay.
What? I said maybe 50 years ago it was allowed. Have you guys seen Mad Men?
Don Draper looked
Dude,
like he had a great
oh
time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, really.
Yes. I'm on the second season of Mad Men
it's
now.
It's a great show, isn't it?
It is a great show, but it is like it just smacks you. You're like,
it really does.
How is this acceptable?
Audio Slave. That's who they teamed up with Rage Against the Machine. But anyway, yeah, Point Fest is going to be canceled because of it. And the lead singer of Korn, Jonathan Davis, just had surgery in his throat or something. So he's not, Korn's not coming. That's a disaster. I love Point Fest. You should go every single year, man, and to have those guys not there.
I was trying to think what the song was, what year it was. It was Black Hole Sun,
yeah, Black
1994.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
man.
What really put them on the map. And if you were
that was a cool
pretty much any age above, like, seven,
yeah,
around
them,
that song
Nirvana,
came out, you
Pearl
know that
Jam,
song.
Pantera.
That was a cool video.
Yeah, it was.
Black Hole Sun. Real cool. Yeah. They had all kinds of cool hits, man. And then Audioslave was awesome. So, Rock, if you're listening, play some Audioslave next time.
Hannah, all of this happened the year you were born.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Hannah, do you remember Black Hole Sun?
No, I mean, I was born in the end of 93,
You probably have heard it, though. You'd know it if you heard it.
Oh, yeah. That's usually how it is for music.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure.
We are efforting Colton Wong, Cardinals second baseman, so we hope to be joined by him coming up here in a few minutes. Alan Bennis, former Cardinal pitcher and our current 590 baseball analyst is going to join us coming up a little after the top of the hour. Yesterday we mentioned the story of Giselle, Tom Brady's wife, saying in an interview that he had a concussion last season.
Ugh.
Well, he was never diagnosed with a concussion. The Patriots never listed him as having a concussion. So now, of course, the NFL and the NFLPA are looking into this matter because if he did have a concussion and they didn't report that, that's a problem. It wouldn't have been 20 years ago to think talking about how things have changed.
It is a problem,
but
it's going to be
problem
even a bigger problem too. It's in the works of being a huge problem. I think you can't do that. It's not as bad as what LeVar Ball's doing right now, but my God, you can't talk about anybody's injury like that at all.
Why would you compare it to LeVar Ball?
He's I don't know.
Just saying something you shouldn't say.
Let me explain. No, exactly. Relationships with athletes, your son, your daughter, your aunt, uncle,
dad,
mom, dad.
Don't care.
Shut up.
Yep.
Shut up. It's not about you. It's
I just
not.
Don't think there's a place, and it makes sense that reporters would keep interviewing all these people because they always get something, right?
Of course.
If I were playing, I would, and that, first of all, I told you guys, my parents were always so good. There was never a thing I had to defend that they said or anything like that. But I would just say, guys, do me a favor. Just don't. You know, let me handle. If people want to ask questions about me, whatever, fine. There's just not a reason for somebody to be coming over and interviewing you about me. Let me do the interview
What
about
if
me.
Your wife it's hard to think of you with a wife. I mean, no offense,
yeah, really.
But someone who's going to put
too,
up with
buddy.
You. I know, right? But what if your wife was famous in her own right and maybe even more famous than you were?
I get that. And
so what?
So talk about your stuff. Did you want to talk about
your modeling,
or Victoria's Secret, or I don't know. I would way rather listen to her talk about Victoria's Secret than Tom Brady.
What if Tom Brady said
about Perry?
That's true, but I'm the
What if Tom Brady's like, I don't think Giselle likes her underwear she wore from Victoria's Secret last year.
Giselle was concussed on the runway.
She was concussed and drunk, or whatever the case.
I mean, yeah, that's actually a good one there. Oh, yeah. Every time Giselle was up on the runway, she had a full bottle of whiskey before she came out there. You know what I mean? Like,
and she'd look at him like, shut up.
I'm going to go from personal.
Stay out of it.
She pulled a Rick Ankiel, guys. Yeah. Sorry about that. She was pretty
nervous here. Don't go pissing off Brazilian chicks like that.
Oh, you got that right.
Your life is not going to be in order.
Oh, you got that right.
Do that with the girls from up here. Don't do it with the ones from down there.
They are feisty.
But you know who's next on the list of people you shouldn't piss off? Bill Belichick. All right? So... And she, the Brazilian chick, is pissing off the only other person in the world you can't piss off.
I got enough money if I'm Tom Brady. I'm going to make her happy compared to him.
Yeah.
In the meantime, though, it came out this morning on the Dan Patrick Show that New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees, they got his thoughts about it, and he said he wouldn't share a concussion with his wife because he wouldn't want for her to worry.
Dude, Maddie, look, you come home and you can't see straight. Your girl's like, hey, Cam, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, here's the thing about a concussion. It shares itself with everybody around you.
You can't hide everybody. It, dude.
There are minor concussions, though. We know that.
Dude,
if you're Sidney Crosby level, yes. There are people who have been diagnosed with concussions that you would never know, and they're saying there's a couple things off.
If your girl cares about you, honestly, she's looking at you like there's something wrong with you, and I know exactly what it is because I watched the game, and you got corked in the temple.
And here's the awesome thing
about it. It happens in practice sometimes. There's a lot of places.
No doubt, but your girl, you
said. Well, but here's the awesome thing.
I don't totally agree with that. I've seen minor stuff where they've held people out of games that you cannot tell.
Minor stuff's minor stuff. I'm talking about if you're messed up, you're messed up.
100%, okay? But I'm saying Drew Brees could theoretically have a concussion.
Well, of course. And Brees went on further to say that he agreed that the idea of self-reporting concussions is a gray area, because players don't always know when they suffered a concussion, and because they might be too competitive to take themselves out of a game. I mean,
point is,
I got the first time I got a concussion, I didn't know it until I literally started looking up and being like, oh, I shouldn't.
Maddie, I'm
this
concussed
bad.
Right now. Seriously.
Oh, I know that. I can see it in your eyes.
But there's different levels to it, TJ. You know that. And it's just when you're around somebody
you
every
only got
single day,
one and you were knocked out. That is very severe.
No
That's
doubt.
Not the normal concussion.
I know. I'm not talking about that, though. I'm talking about the minor concussions. If you're around somebody every single day, she watches you play every single day, every single shift, and you come home, you don't look right, they know. My dad knew just from watching, looking at me on the bench, he knew there was something wrong with me. It's hard to hide injuries around your family and some of the people there around you all the time.
I have seen guys with concussions that you would never know, but they couldn't pass their test, and it wasn't quite that they were just, and you'd have to hold them out of games. I've seen that in football. I don't know necessarily. What I'm saying is specifically with quarterback, right? Sometimes you just pop your head in the ground, and it's like, man, I got a headache.
Dude, yeah.
And I'm all right. And, and you function just fine, but they're like, no.
Nah, I know.
So I don't think you would always know. I think the severe ones, absolutely, 100%. To your point, like, there is a point where if you're missing it, then you're not paying attention.
Well, Brees said that there was a game, he went on to say in this interview with Dan Patrick, where he played in 2004, and he knew something was wrong, but he kept playing anyway, and eventually the coaches pulled him out. I used to do a show with Dat Wynn down in Texas, played for the Cowboys, and he always told the story. He got a concussion, and he doesn't remember the second half of the game, and he went back and watched the film, and it was one of the best games
he
ever played.
Great.
And then that night, they knew something was wrong. His wife stayed up with him all night. He was in really, really bad
shape. That
happens,
man. Absolutely.
That's scary.
When I got knocked out against Kansas, I don't remember the first quarter, into the second quarter.
Really?
And then now it would, like, come back, little pieces come back, but I remember going through it thinking,
Oh,
But I was okay, actually. I played well. I scored a touchdown. I had, like, you know, 8 or 9 catches. It was fine.
But it hit you a couple days later, too.
You know what? It was never diagnosed as a concussion, exactly. And it was just kind of like I just remember thinking my memory's not quite there.
Dude,
but functionality was all there.
I remember being knocked out on my feet a lot and still just getting through the scrap. And then all of a sudden you don't remember it. And you go back and you watch it, and it's 2.5 minutes long or whatever the case is. But you're knocked out on your feet, man. You are. You're just figuring out a way to function. I know, it's horrible, but it's true.
The text line is 855-282-8255. Mailroom Mike says Giselle did not sign a contract with anybody in the NFL. She's concerned about the welfare of her husband. Family comes first.
Yeah, I get that. Just keep it to yourself.
No, that's a terrible excuse. If you were concerned about the welfare of your husband, you come out that week and say he's not playing. You don't give a crap in the offseason. You're just doing an interview.
I didn't have a problem with the other stuff she said. The concussion thing is
that's
a problem.
That's what I'm saying. If she came out, the timing is what tells you that's not true. If she came out the day of, he's got a concussion. He's not playing. This isn't being reported. My husband is not marching out there. Instead, what she waited until after they win the Super Bowl into the summer, when he could have theoretically gone out there and done severe brain damage. If you play
so
with
now
a concussion,
you're
you might die.
Now you're worried?
Don't think so. That's a poor excuse.
Hockey Rob says, I can recall former Lambs QB's wife who was always airing her during her husband's playing career.
No, I know.
And
she took some flack for it, too.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Hipster of Tower Grove South weighing in on Soundgarden says, I used to love to drop acid and listen to Soundgarden in fourth grade.
Doesn't
come around anymore.
You still got Cam and Lockstep with you. You're dropping acid in fourth grade. He's still right there with you.
Hunchback of Von Castle says, isn't Cam in a constant state of concuss?
Yes, I told you that, man. Of course I am. I probably always will be.
855-282-8255 if you want to weigh in on the Ryan Kelly phone line. Alan Bennett is going to join us about 20 minutes from now, former Cardinal pitcher. Speaking of baseball, it just came down that Kevin Pillar, the outfielder for the Blue Jays, has been suspended by the team for 2 games. He used, allegedly, a homophobic slur during a game last night. It was actually with Jason Mott on the mound for Atlanta. Mott threw a pitch that Pillar thought was a quick pitch.
Can you explain that?
A quick pitch is when the pitcher, it's totally legal, but the pitcher doesn't come. He comes completely set and then throws it really fast.
But so what, though?
Because technically there's a pause
there, right, Matt?
There's supposed to be a pause.
Unwritten rule?
No, otherwise it's a balk. There's a penalty for it.
Okay.
Well, so why would somebody, only if somebody's on base.
Yeah.
You can get the ball back as long as your foot's on the mound and throw it. And if nobody's on base, you can throw it whenever you want to.
Yes.
I don't know this guy. I don't know too much about him. But sometimes you mess up, man. Sometimes you say something that you didn't mean to say, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I liked how he came out and said, dude, I didn't mean anything of it. Da-da-da-da. I'm sorry. I apologize to Jason. And I like Jason. Obviously, we did an event with his wife the other day with the cornhole event. But
I can tell you
I don't want to – I don't.
Jason doesn't care.
Jason does not care. He's like, what'd you say? What do I care? I'm going to pitch.
He probably didn't even hear you. Yeah,
no,
okay.
Like, okay. Well, everybody else cares.
A reporter in the front row heard you.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, again, you don't want to do that, trust me, because you're going to have to go through classes. You're going to do this. And you don't want to be that guy anyway.
And you're going to take, in his case, you're going to take a 2-game suspension.
You're going to take a 2 without pay, of course.
Which the Blue Jays came down and sanctioned him with today.
And they should, and that's fine, and whatever. And he apologized, and so now it's like, okay, give him a break. If he does it again, okay, then we'll take it to the next step. But right now, he just messed up.
Is negligence. He just wasn't thinking.
He just wasn't.
Okay. Whatever. Those are the insults you throw around when you're like 13. Right? It's like that's just what you call
it. TJ, sometimes it just pops in your head. You're like, ah.
Well, guys, I'll ask you this. It's involuntary to some degree.
I can't chirp
the guy.
Just
like, whatever.
In the spirit of that, though, when you're in the middle of a game and you're out there and you've got things going on, TJ, what is too far? What is something you just cannot say
to somebody
during a game?
Nothing. To me. No, I wasn't trash-talking myself. You can say anything you want to me.
Me too.
Whatever.
Don't care.
Now, I do know that it gets in some guys, specifically if they've done the research on you. Right. Okay, say your mom died when you were young, and they start chirping your mom. Right. Some guys are going to have some quick triggers on that. Obviously, the race thing is something that.
Or actually, if you do something with a girl, like, and she accuses you of something.
Yeah.
That is.
What if you do something with their girl?
Yeah, that's a problem.
You got to bring that up.
You can get there. Listen, if you know a guy, I'm sure to some degree Michael Sam dealt with some of that. If you know a guy's gay. You could do the race thing. There's a lot of things there's just lines. You just don't, you know.
Of course.
And let me tell you, guys cross them all the time.
No doubt. Every single day.
They do it on purpose. The job is to get inside your head and make sure. And I don't even think, seriously, I think most of those guys out there who are doing the trash talking are probably really great guys. They're just trying to get in your head and win the game.
Let me ask you guys this on a philosophical debate, because we all agree this is not great language to use in any situation.
No, it's not.
Is it the role of the league to police the language players use amongst themselves on the field?
Yes, it is.
And if so, what other words should draw a suspension? I mean, I'm just playing. I'm throwing out some hypothetical here.
Whatever. Because this is what the league has created this now. They have, when you go through, you can, what do they call those things, Cam, where they have the big sound, whatever they are. I don't know why I'm asking you. But basically for TV, they have the
boom mic. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. Okay. You guys can Google Blaine Gabbert when he was, whatever, running out of bounds. Brian Cushing was chasing him right there. And Blaine goes, whoa there, MF-er, right? Goes through the whole. And everybody on TV heard it. Well, that's not good for your brand and your league, so you police that. Whatever it is, you've now created this thing where we want so much access inside hearing and seeing whatever words can be said that are now detrimental to your league. whatever that is from a PR standpoint or advertising or however you look at it, now you have to police that. You've created that.
So you're saying if it's picked up on microphone, you police it. But what if it's just two guys out there in the middle of the field and only the players and refs
here? It gets reported now, though. Everything is – my point is saying, okay, you have that as picked up on mic, but you also have players who are going to come out and say this is what was said, and now it's a PR nightmare as well.
Good luck doing that in the NHL because guys chirp each other left and right. Not racist chirps or not homophobic chirps. Those slip sometimes. Oh. You're like, whatever the case is.
They started something called NHL Live, and they had mic'd up Tom Wilson during one of the Cavs games.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if that's a good idea. Like the audio you're going to get from a hockey game.
You forget you're mic'd up sometimes, and you're really up to somebody.
Well, imagine the other guys around him. I mean, I can't.
But look,
well, have any of you ever sat courtside at an NBA game?
There's also, you guys have seen sound effects where virtually everything, like they pick and choose. I've talked to the guys that put that together. You can't use 85% of what they put out there.
Hey, real quick.
Just because you just can't use it.
With the language thing, I hope they don't police it too much in NHL. If somebody says something that's legitimately racist, everybody's going to hear it and things are going to go down and people are going to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'll give an example of something that happened to PK Subban, a guy I played with. PK Subban was in front of the net and I was on the bench with him, and Subban kind of just out of nowhere tripped and fell. And was and looked like an idiot, skated back in Montreal, skated back to the bench, and one of my teammates goes, oh, did you slip on a banana peel? And the linesman heard that, and I didn't think anything of it. That whenever I picture that statement, I think of Mario Kart.
Yeah, me too.
I think of Mario Kart, and I'm like, oh, everybody thinks of Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Apparently the linesman heard it, they reported it, blah, blah, blah. The guy on the team got suspended for 2 days. It kind of blew up, made him look like a, you know, like terrible, of course. Little things like that. Like, he didn't mean it in a racial way. No way he meant
that's
that.
That's why I think you have to have some common sense.
That's what I mean.
The guy slips on the ice, you say you hit a banana peel.
I know.
It's not because you're black.
No.
It's because you slipped and fell.
Because you slipped and fell like an idiot.
And there
wait,
are very
of course it is. What are you saying? I was busy. I wasn't listening
well,
to
Maddie,
you for a second.
What would you have thought? If you went
I
out,
can
if
tell you what Matt's going to think.
Matt's going to be like, he's
ask Hannah.
No, Hannah's going to tell you.
Maddie, you're going to throw one right at his head, probably, if you're pitching.
He missed a story. He had his headphones off for a second. PK Subban slipped and fell on the ice, and guy on the bench next to Cam said, would you slip on a banana peel? And the linesman heard him, and he got suspended for 2 games.
We're going to fight in the hallway.
They're saying that it's Mario Kart.
First thing I thought
of Mario Kart.
He didn't mean it.
But I say no, that was definitely.
If it's said to a white.
I don't know. Listen, Eric, don't do what
I don't
you're
know.
About to do. It's not an equivalency.
Wait a second.
But it's tough.
Come on.
I don't think you would take offense to that.
No, you would not.
I've
said worse things to you today.
I'm always looking for a reason to fight when I'm playing, so it probably wouldn't take very much.
No, fine with that. I get that. Sort of why, but you could do that one way or the other. Look, I didn't
know what you were about to say, and the first thing I thought was Mario Kart. I finished
the first thing I thought.
Well, I thought of Remember the Titans when he hands him a banana.
Okay, that was in 1971, Hannah.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why.
No.
Jimmy D on
the text line
says, hey, boys, I played hockey for almost 20 years before my ankles finally did me in. If hockey players were mic'd up every single game, there would be no players left to play the game.
That's what
the slur is thrown around 100 times a game.
Not racial
at the
slurs.
Opposition.
But not racial slurs.
No.
I'm
going to
tell you what. Here's
slurs.
The thing I'm going to say. My comment about the NBA, you want to hear some racial slurs? There's some words down there that only I can say on this show that happens every single play.
Listen,
and you
brother,
know what?
I was in the receiver room.
That's true.
Come on.
That's true. So you know exactly, exactly what
my
I'm
whole
talking
point
about.
Is stop being so damn sensitive. Stop. He didn't mean it that way. Don't create a monster out of nothing.
Do you think he should be suspended, though?
No.
No.
No, I'm saying Kevin Pillar.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, fine. Okay, if you threw the
okay, what did we just figure out about ourselves?
No.
Learn something.
No.
Daddy,
One is, okay, if he used the N-word, he didn't mean anything by it? Come on. One is up for interpretation. The other one is not.
What are the words we should suspend for? Like, what if somebody just uses really foul, nasty language?
Nobody in the world that's going to pull their advertisement because you said, just slip on a banana peel. Somebody might if you called somebody the homophobic.
No doubt.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, what if you just use – what if – because we're talking about athletes here. Like, this is what – you guys, we all played sports at every level. You don't even have to play professional to know how people talk when you're playing sports.
Hey.
What if they're just using foul, nasty language?
Well,
should we start suspending them
now?
No,
you shouldn't, Eric. No. Hey, if everybody out there – hockey guys are so funny when they chirp. You got to look up Kevin Stevens on YouTube and Ryan Trottier in the 1991 playoffs when they're playing Pittsburgh Penguins versus North Stars. Look up Kevin Stevens chirping. Just look it up. It's absolutely hilarious. You just kind of text back.
I love it, man. I'm all for gamesmanship. I'm all about talking. I think that when you're playing, everything is in bounds. I think it is. I think that you have to deal with the outcome of what you say on the other side of it. If you say
Maddie, no one's throwing N-bombs out there. And if they did, they'd be an absolute
It would be
riot.
Tough. It would be tough to do that in the NHL in most games.
Oh, you guys say the Reaver? Good luck with that.
I would. But
you would have to face the consequences.
Oh. Listen here. First of all.
Actually, Reaver wouldn't even care, to be completely honest. He doesn't care about this. Let's be very honest.
He'd fight you anyway.
He'd fight you anyway.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly. And that's the same exact mentality I'm taking in this entire thing. It's like, listen, there's some guys, you say anything to them, They're looking for you.
Yeah.
Ryan Reeves is looking for you before you even make eye contact.
All right, well, here's the question, though. Do you think, like, you could never be friends with a guy who did that to you later on after the game? Is that just you chalk that up to a,
Well, it depends on what it is, right?
Well, he's talking about the N-word, right?
Oh, yeah. That's
so
like,
you just chalk that up to gamesmanship then?
That's a tough one. It depends on how you use it. It depends on what you do. I mean, for me, I've been in that situation before, and I've confronted guys about it on the field.
Not in hockey, man. But they don't throw that out there.
But you know what, though? There is something to, like, no different than what this guy is saying, kind of in the moment, dude.
Sorry. It popped in my head. Sorry.
Yeah. Cam Jansen, TJ.
I'm an idiot. Yeah.
Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, Hannah Yates, Matt Whitener, Eric Messersmith. It's the Hard Line here on 590 The Fan. Colton Wong is going to join us coming up about 10 minutes from now. We're at DB's here in Soulard, 590 The Fan.
For everything you want to know, for everything you need to know, live on radio, here's Matt Rocchio with the Hard Line News Update.
In action right now on the diamond, the Rangers leading the Phillies 8-2 in the top of the eighth. And the Reds have put on a couple runs, but still down big, 9-4 against the Cubs in the top of the eighth as well. And the Brewers and Padres all knotted up at one apiece in the bottom of the fifth. Cardinals not in action tonight. They will have a day off before starting a three-game series against the San Francisco Giants tomorrow. Michael Wacha versus Matt Moore, the lefty, is game one, your pitching matchup. Game two, Carlos Martinez taking on Jeff Samardzija, the righty, and then Adam Wainwright and Matt Cain, a duel of righty aces. And in the NHL tonight, it's game four in the Western Conference Finals between the Ducks and the Predators. Predators leading that series now 2-1. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Rock. Cam, tell us about a mentality. You're feeling good these days.
Dude, I feel great these days, and I got long days too. I mean, actually, last year, a year ago, even playing 18 holes of golf, I'd be like dragging ass through 15. I'm like, oh, my God, and my game would be even more brutal. I feel great now, man. I'm four and a half weeks in. I go in back in tomorrow. Mentality is doing a thing. They're looking for the best dads in St. Louis. Mentality is encouraging everyone to nominate a dad that they know to become the St. Louis one and only super dad. Go to lowtusa.com to register your super dad. He could possibly win a $1,000 shopping spree or other great cash prizes. That's lowtusa.com, and check it out. And what they mean by a super dad is, Eric, are you becoming a super dad? Oh, you got extremely low testosterone.
I'm on my way.
But they want a guy that gets up, takes care of the kids, okay?
I do that.
Takes them to school. Takes him to hockey practice, does this, says this, then goes and works his ass off, comes home, takes a wife out for a nice dinner, then comes home and takes care of the wife in the sack, too. If you're able to do that, that is a good long day, a productive day.
That's a nice day, right?
That's what they're looking for, a super dad, an absolute super dad, and that's what I consider one. But look, you got to check out Mentality. I feel amazing right now. If you feel like you're lethargic, you low energy, low motivation, fatigue, moodiness, irritability, impatience, anxiety, even depression, you might have low testosterone. I had it. I was 32 years old when I got tested. I'm 33 now. I had extremely low testosterone, perhaps almost as low as Eric's. We don't know. He lies to everybody about how high his is, but we all know it's not. But my point is, you might have low testosterone. You got to check it out. That is lowtusa.com. They got two different locations, one in Chesterfield, one in South County. It's so easy. You go in there, you just give them your information, tell them what's going on with you. They'll set you up. They'll get you right. Very, very simple. LowTUSA.com.
Cardinal second baseman Colton Wong on the way next. It's the Hard Line powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.